on the other side of the road, we had the bathhouse, which I must admit I have used as a child and well into being into a teenager, because we did not have any bathrooms. And you feel now horrified that you ever did it, but we did. And lots of other people, obviously, in the area did, because there were no bathrooms at all, and outside loos to the house. Right, you go into the main room, which would like a little reception room, and the lady comes along, gives you a towel, and when a cubicle is empty, you have to wait for them to empty. There was no time limit on how long you could be there, and you went into, which was fair size, quite a big bath, and they poured the hot water in. The only problem was that the hot water came in very, very hot, and it meant that you had to call out for somebody to put cold water in, because all the taps were working from the outside of the cubicles. So if you undressed, put your foot in, ow, it's too hot. So you stand there and you think, oh, the attendant was probably busy doing other things for other people. So then you wonder what you do. Do you stand there naked? Do you put your foot in? Do you get in the bath? Is it too hot? No, yes, it is too hot. So you have to then call out the same number, whatever number you landed yourself in, and ask for cold water. So then they put cold water in. So it was quite an experience just to get the water right. But however, we managed. But luckily, I didn't use it all that many times, because we did have a little tin bath that we could use when I was younger, and older. As I got older, you manage and get baths somewhere else. But and I was very pleased when I actually got married and I had a house that we were able to put a bathroom in, and that made a lot of difference for us all. But there was very, very, very few houses in the Mill Road area that ever had baths. They always used the bathhouse or had a bath in the kitchen.